Accretion Mode versus Radiomorphology in the LOFAR Deep Fields, by B. Mingo et al. Radio-loud active galaxies have two accretion modes, radiatively inefficient RE and radiatively efficient RE, with distinct optical and infrared signatures, and two jet dynamical behaviors, which in arcsec to arcmin resolution radio surveys manifest primarily as center or edge Brighton structures, Fanaroff-Riley FR class 1 and 2. The nature of the relationship between accretion mode and radiomorphology FR class has been the subject of long debate. We present a comprehensive investigation of this relationship for a sample of 286 well-resolved radio galaxies in the LOFAR 2-meter sky survey deep fields, low TSS deep, first data release, for which robust morphological and accretion mode classifications have been made. We find that two-thirds of luminous FRII radio galaxies are RE, and identify no significant differences in the visual appearance or source dynamic range peak, mean surface brightness of the RE and RE-freeze, demonstrating that both RE and RE systems can produce FRII structures. We also find a significant population of low luminosity freeze, predominantly RE, supporting our earlier conclusion that FRII radio structures can be produced at all radioluminosities. We demonstrate that in the luminosity range where both morphologies are present, the probability of producing FRI or FRII radio morphology is directly linked to stellar mass, while across all morphologies and luminosities, reaccretion occurs in systems with high specific star formation rate, presumably because this traces fuel availability. In summary, the relationship between accretion mode and radio morphology is very indirect, with host galaxy environment controlling these two key parameters in different ways. This was Accretion Mode versus Radiomorphology in the LOFAR Deep Fields, by B. Mingo et al.